Hi, I'm Rand Whipple from Box of Light. Welcome to the wonderful world of stop-action animation. Stop-action animation, or stop-motion animation, is a style of filmmaking in which you have an object, you move it, you stop, you take a picture, you move it, you stop, you take a picture, move, stop, picture, move, stop, picture, 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 picture. And when you run that at 15 or 20 or 30 frames, pictures per second, you have motion. Your object in your film comes to life.
Animation, the state of being full of life or vigor. The Oxford second definition of animation is the technique of photographing successive drawings or positions of puppets or models to create an illusion of movement when a film is shown as a sequence. Rand Whipple just gave us both definitions as a prelude to showing us how to make a stop-action or stop-motion animation film. It's an easy-to-follow online tutorial designed to give us the tools we need to take part in the 2018 Educational Film Festival, co-sponsored by Box of Light and WVIA. Box of Light and WVIA just completed a successful collaboration this past Saturday, hosting the Sit Next to Me Film Festival, designed to explore diversity in the community. All of the participating films in that festival are online at boxoflight.org. Andrea O'Neill is WVIA's Director of Education, and Rand Whipple is founder and director of Box of Light, based in Bloomsburg. Andrea came around the corner from her office here, and Rand Whipple joined the conversation by phone. They were eager to fill us in on the third annual Educational Film Festival, with the deadline of March 19th fast approaching. Andrea O'Neill began by talking about what she sees as the importance of a project like this.
I think the biggest thing is art integration. I think that there has been an acknowledgement that art is either disappearing in schools, or there's an acknowledgement that it is sorely needed in schools. Not all students are good at essays. Not all students are good at math equations. But there is a way that art can sort of bridge that, and you can express yourself in a million different ways, and it doesn't always have to be through words. It doesn't always have to be through numbers. It can be through painting, or it can be through, in this case, film.
This is a continuing partnership that we have with Box of Light.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a few years, and every year we'll also pair it with a teacher workshop that, in my opinion, as a trained social studies teacher, takes the fear out of, how am I going to do this with my class? I have no idea how to do a stop animation film. I don't know how to do a live action film. And Rand comes in and he brings pipes and he brings construction paper and clay and markers and iPads and all kinds of really fun, creative stuff. And he basically takes the fear factor out of, you are going to integrate a creative, artistic, expressive way for your students to teach other students about a concept that you deem important in your curriculum. And that's basically all we're trying to do here.
And you have said before, Andrea, that as a teacher, we are able to deepen our understanding of a subject, for example, if we have to try to teach it.
Sure. I don't think I learned more in 4 years about the Cold War than I did in the 3 weeks that I spent preparing how to teach it to my 11th grade students. And you're reading about it and you're digesting the information and you're finding different sources and you're doing real research. I mean, this isn't just, oh, make some clay figures and take a few pictures and there you go. The students have to research this concept and they have to be able to break it down in order to teach it. And then they have to really play with the idea of, how do I present this in a way that somebody else watching it, my age, is going to be able to understand how to divide fractions, or how a bill becomes a law. It doesn't really matter what the subject matter is. You can do anything with film. And it's a great way to really get kids to wrestle with certain topics and learn them in depth because they have to teach them.
And how about the notion of bringing students together as teams?
Oh, for anyone, and I mean, I can't imagine a high school student that hasn't watched a movie For anybody out there that has watched a movie and stayed after the film was over to watch the credit roll, at least a song, two songs, sometimes three songs of credit. And, you know, we have a sample on that they can access of, okay, what is a producer? You know, the student that is always dotting the I's and crossing the T's and making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be, that's your producer. The student that's very good with words as a funny vernacular way of speaking, that's your scriptwriter. The student that is just amazing with capturing color and imagination and imagining different worlds, that's your set designer. You need an audio engineer. You need somebody to find the music that fits. You need somebody to direct it. Okay, we missed this part. We have to go back. We have to retake this. This didn't move the way it was supposed to. How do we fix this? The lighting. There are so many pieces to this. The research editor. And so I don't really know what else could possibly be any more collaborative. You can work on a debate. That's fine. You can work on a presentation. That's fine. But this is a pretty involved presentation that involves a lot of moving parts, a lot of different types of talent. And the students have to work together. They have to collaborate and they have to pull their weight or it's not going to work.
What have you heard from teachers in the past?
The biggest thing that I've heard from them regarding the workshop is I didn't know it was this easy to do it. I had no idea that I actually already have the stuff in my classroom to do this tomorrow. It doesn't require an iPad. It requires a camera. And it requires a smartphone camera if that's all you have available to you. It requires free software. So most of all, it requires a little bit of time, a little bit of risk taking in your classroom, and the idea that you can teach something pretty well through this. This isn't stop what you're doing. We're going to do an art project now. This is we're going to find a way to get you to really grapple with a topic that you want to explore and then teach it to other people. And they're going to come out of this. Nobody's going to know that better than the kids that put it on. And also they're going to get to show it to their classmates and their classmates are then going to learn that topic as well.
And Rand, one of the examples from the past, for example, had to do with students showing how to do something in geometry.
Yes, polygons are great things you can show in animation. They lend themselves really well because the shapes are fun to watch as they move across the screen. And there's so many ways you can explore geometry and you know, if you're a fourth grade student, polygons specifically. Yeah, students have to find a visual way to present their topic. And it's wonderful because they have to think differently. The knowledge does not remain abstract. It becomes very concrete and experiential. And so it works so well because the making of the film is experiential and the conveying of the knowledge is also sort of experiential in terms of it uses your emotions, it uses your sense of humor. You create suspense through movement in your film. So it's a really wonderful way to present any topic. And we've had kids do science and history and library skills. And had a wonderful, wonderful film last year on a student who, you know, was on the spectrum and said, this is what it feels like to be me. And I thought it was just such a powerful educational film. So the films aren't all just about science or math. Students in the Educational Film Festival can teach anything they want to teach.
And there is often writing involved too, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's a great, again, these things just are such good educational activities because you need to script, you need to write. And once you, if you're in animation, you still think in terms of sort of written language, even if you're filming. And you may not write a script as much as you would if you're doing a live action film in which people have lines, but even an animation has movement that ends in a pause, which is like a period at the end of a sentence. And we always tell students that, you know, that you have to have that pause. It's like a period, exclamation point, question mark. You have to shape and chunk your thoughts in movement in a film, just like you write them in sentences on a page. A film without those pauses, those moments where the audience can reflect, the viewer can reflect, is like a paragraph with no punctuation. The thoughts are there, but I'll be darned if I can keep up with them.
And Rand, you don't leave people on their own to discover how to make a film. You have tutorials and you have ways of giving those skills to students so they can hit the ground running.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because on the WVIA Box of Light site, there is a whole page of videos that teach how to do stop-action animation, from the first to the last, from how to set up your camera to how to phrase your movie to how you create a dramatic structure, what a dramatic structure is for a film, how to add your Foley and your sound, how to even build the stand that you would use to animate, to hold up your camera if you want. So we want to be sure that students can do this on their own, and we know that they don't come in with those skills. In the Sit Next to Me Festival, we really made a part of the festival, and that we said, if you don't know how to do it, we'll work with you. If you don't have a camera, we'll give you a camera. If you don't have a director, we'll find a director. Or if you have just an idea, we'll stand by your side and work with you to get your vision. We didn't want lack of knowledge about filmmaking to be an impediment to that festival, because we feel that for the Sit Next to Me Festival, the dialogue about diversity is such an essential conversation to have, as opposed to competing monologues about diversity. So we really wanted to get as many voices and free as many people to create as possible. And we just wanted there to be no obstacles to that. The preschool class, they did not film their own film, but they were the actors. And they had a wonderful, wonderful teacher, Lisa Dirschler in Bloomsburg. And she talked with them. She really elicited their voice. So in this wonderful little film they created, that four-minute-long film, you really hear the children's voices, and they do perform and retain all of the wonderful rolling on the floorishness of a four-year-old. So we did work very hard, especially in the Sit Next to Me, but in the educational as well, to be sure that we would help people create the films if they needed that help. And again, if people would like to make the same offer for the Educational Film Festival, if they have any questions, if they need help, they should contact Box of Light at boxoflight.org. And we will, help them get started on their path to making their films.
As you've suggested, you've made it sound so welcoming that they shouldn't be intimidated by the technical part, because that will come.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if they go to boxoflight.org and they go to the Our Festivals link, you'll get to that WVIA Box of Light set of pages, that site, and then they will see winners from past. They'll see some wonderful examples of young filmmakers teaching one another all kinds of topics, and they'll get really good ideas.
You have had experience working in classrooms across the state and around and everywhere, and you have also created digital books with your students and so on.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to see what happens when these students who create these pieces post them online, and suddenly they're getting hits from around the world.
I know. And that's a part of the festivals as well, is to connect students in rural Pennsylvania or anywhere to the greater world of their interests, to the idea that the world is their audience. They're good enough, if they work hard enough and they develop the skills, because you're not born with them, that people will come to look and respond to what they have to say. And yes, students do that more and more. And I have more and more students saying, oh, well, I've got my own YouTube channel up here, and I just posted what we did on my channel. And what's lurking behind that is, so you want to subscribe? And I always do. I always do. I love to see what students do. But yes, they are truly media citizens these days, a citizen in the country of media, the world of media. They participate. And that's what we want them to do. We want them to be educated. We want them to create, and rather than just consume. And so that what they do consume, or what they view of others, is more like a dialogue. Oh, I see what you're doing. Oh, here's how I'm going to use that. Rather than, oh, that happens in Hollywood, that happens in New York, and I live in Turbidville. Well, there's no reason if you live in Turbidville, you shouldn't be out there in the world as well. It's an important thing. And it should be personal. When they look at their devices, I believe it should be their face that looks back, and the face of their friends primarily, rather than people who live in other worlds and other socioeconomic groups, that use so many of us as just sort of like clients. I want them to look and see themselves in that. So that's the hope.
What if we want to take part?
Okay, if you want to take part, you just go to our website, wvia.org, click on the education link. The deadline for submissions is March 19th. From our website, you can find a link to the Box of Lights website, and there's some video tutorials there. There's also some examples from last year there as well. So if you want to kind of get an idea of what other student winners have done in the past, that's a great place to start. The festival will go live online April 2nd, and that's when we'll have the winners sorted into their categories. We have grade level categories. It's open to grades 2 through 12. So it's just across the board. Really, any age group can do this. It's a lot of fun.
Andrea O'Neill, WVIA's Director of Education, and Rand Whipple, founder and director of Box of Light, based in Bloomsburg, speaking with us about the third annual Educational Film Festival, co-sponsored by WVIA and Box of Light. The submission deadline is March 19th, going live online April 2nd, and you are invited to create your own stop animated or live action movie. The contest is open to students in 2nd through 12th grades. And for more information, as you heard, you can go either way through WVIA or Box of Light, wvia.org, and click on education, or boxoflight.org. And there is a cross-pollination between the websites, wvia.org and or boxoflight.org. For more information and for tutorials to learn how to create such films, you can check the website and see Rand as he takes us through the steps clearly, carefully, efficiently, and in a fun way. And that's boxoflight.org or wvia.org. It's the 2018 Educational Film Festival, co-sponsored by WVIA and Box of Light. The submission deadline, March 19th, the festival date, April 2nd. For more information on the web, wvia.org or boxoflight.org.